This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In some states, this is the first week people laid off can no longer get the extra $300 a week in federal jobless benefits that had been provided because of the pandemic. The extra money expired in Alaska, Iowa, Mississippi, and Missouri on Saturday. The idea is to lower what economists call the reservation wage so that more people accept the pay being offered by employers to go back to work. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
Are extra unemployment benefits holding workers back? Yes, no, maybe so. Catherine Ann Edwards is a labor economist at the Rand Corporation.
There's definitely a worker out there who's like, these benefits are great. My job was terrible. I'm going to ride this as far as I can. But there's also definitely a person out there who has filed 500 job applications and can't find a job.
There are also people without childcare or who are unvaccinated because of health conditions or who can't find jobs that match their skills.
Unemployment insurance was designed with that in mind.
Getting workers in the right jobs, jobs they'll stay in, is better for them and the economy. And in most industries,
there are still more unemployed people than there are job openings.
David Cooper is with the Economic Policy Institute. One exception is leisure and hospitality, where businesses are struggling to hire. But he says that's to be expected in a low-wage industry that's seeing a surge in demand.
Even in the best of circumstances, it's going to take time for employers to staff up.
He says expiring unemployment benefits aside, we'll see job growth as the economy continues to reopen. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.